You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of new players are playing Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode 213, posted November 2019. The best adventures start with lies.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. I am Tony Sindelar, your Dungeon Master for this new adventure here on Total Party Kill. Let's join our players in action as they are crossing the road. Let's remind ourselves who our new players are in this adventure. Tiff Arment, welcome to the podcast.
Also known as El Scorcho, right? Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah, El Scorcho. What is El Scorcho?
She is a tiefling and druid.
Thank you. Liz Miles, welcome.
Hello. Welcome to you too.
Liz, would you like to tell us who your character is?
I'm playing Velo, the less demonic, who is a human warlock.
Spooky. James Thompson, hello.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be back after all this time. I am playing
Nerixius Narbat,
who is a dragonborn bard.
Adina Hurley, welcome to the podcast.
So I am playing Olena, a half-elf rogue.
And last but not least, Mike Hurley.
Hello, I am Maximilian Thundercliff. Max Thunder to his friends, but as of yet, has no friends.
Any day now. And also, last but not least, Jason, I was going in by the order of people in Zoom, and they reordered.
Oh, no.
Also, Laster and Leaster. Jason Snell.
Hello. Hi. I am Furion, an elf, and I don't think anybody really knows what Furion's class is yet. He's
to be determined.
Boy, he loves books, man. Woo!
If there was a book class, he'd be in that one.
Last time, our adventurers met up in the town of Oakhurst, and there were some introductions and some getting to know yous and getting the lay of the land. And it seems like basically Max and, with a lot of work from Elle, have assembled a group to go in search of a quest. Sometimes you get the quest and then the group, but today we have the group first. And they are crossing the street toward the rather impressive stone manor house of the Hukriel. Am I saying it right, Mike?
I was going with Hukriel, because it's kind of like my name, you know?
Okay.
Hukriel.
The Hukriel merchant family. Maximilian has a help wanted poster, basically, that he's answering, and he figured he'd look better if he had a group with him. So, the... I've already asked Mike how to pronounce it.
Hukriel.
Can I go knock on the door?
Yeah. So, Elle, you head up there. It's actually kind of like a gate. There's a little, like, they have a little walled garden in front of their house. And you go, and there's a...
Any small demonic statues?
Is there what?
Like a little demonic gnome in the garden?
Yeah, I mean, I don't... the other people may not interpret it as demonic, but you do. Also, you gotta watch it. This is a world in which gnomes are a thing, so just be careful.
Yeah, I'm already biased against them. I met Cookie in their temple. I don't like these gnomes of Oakshot.
There's only like one, and you
I don't like the gnome of Oakshot.
So, El Scorcho, you want to head up to the gate and knock?
Yep. Knock.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. The gate
opens.
It's
a wooden gate.
Well, it's like a wooden, it's got like a wooden door in the gate. Okay. So the wooden door opens, and clearly some kind of bodyguard / house servant pokes their head out. They've got like a big coat of arms on their chest. You know, it does, unless they're just like a big fan of the Hukriel family. You know, they appear to be employed by them. And he seems a little bit taken aback by the sight of a tiefling followed by just a very motley crew behind. Can I help you?
Can I deceive him? What we're there for?
You want to
really
deceive him?
I have to say, we are responding to a help wanted ad. Can we not just respond to the help wanted ad?
Right,
you know
right,
what? Do we have
back.
To deceive?
You sense of drama.
Maximilian, you have made a choice that you let Elle go first. So this is up to Elle. So okay. Elle, why don't you roll... you know what? Why don't you tell me what you're going to say, and then you're going to roll a deception check, and that may determine how well it goes over.
Oh, God.
People, the best adventures start with locks. They're like relationships.
I think I started this all wrong.
No, yeah. This is great.
Can I back out?
Look,
I
want to be clear. I'm your adversary in all of this, and I think you're doing the right job. So.
All right. I had to pick a lie of what I was going to tell him.
Say we're professionals.
Oh, say we're we're here to install cable. No.
Oh, that's good.
Private investigators.
I've been watching a lot of heist movies recently. we're a group of private investigators.
Okay.
We're professionals, and we're here to answer the call.
All right. Roll deception. I will tell you. You know, that is actually not super far from removed from what you actually are. I mean, you are here to answer the call. You're definitely not professionals.
I don't want them to know that we are not all... I want them to know that we're all associated.
All right. Give me a DC 10 deception check.
All right. I rolled a 7, and I have a +3 in deception.
So that's a 10. You got it. So the guard seems totally convinced. Why would anyone lie about that? please. Come in. The guard holds the gate open, and all of you can proceed in. There's like a little garden area in front of the big stone manor house, and he points you up up a little path and directs you to wait on some benches on a little porch outside the house. And so you do that.
Okay.
That was your chance to say, we don't do that.
Ooh, can we sneak around the back and see if there's anything cool there?
I mean, you could. There are a lot of you, so it wouldn't be too hard to sneak off. It's probably just a question of what your plan is and how much trouble you want to cause. I will remind you, there is plenty of room in the Oakhurst jail.
Or you suggest a subtle hint to just wait and find out what the adventure actually is.
Liz, this is an adventure we create together, please. But if you want to get locked up before anything starts.
She just drunkenly stumbles into the back, and we're all like, where'd she go?
Liz, I will point out, since Vilo is inebriated, there would be a variety of things that would be harder to do.
You never said that earlier. There was no... As someone who's never played Dungeons & Dragons or had any contact with it at all, I would have no idea about that.
Okay.
You would have no idea that alcohol would have a bad effect on your skills.
You know, I think your acrobatics would be heavily diminished.
In my experience, they would be enhanced in a creative way.
Roll persuasion to persuade the Dungeon Master. Woo! Nope, that's not a thing.
So I want to tell Maximilian that, hey, buddy, I got you past the gate. Now it's up to you.
Okay.
All right. A few moments pass, and a woman comes out of the house. She is flanked by two bodyguards. She's kind of an elderly lady, and she's got some fancy jewelry and robes on, and you could kind of assume that she is an important person in House Hercreal.
Greetings, Hercreal Elder.
Yes, I am Carowyn, matriarch of the Hercreal family.
I am a avid reader of the Oakhurst and Beyond newspaper. And I am a man looking for adventure, and I understand that you are going through a particularly trying time in the Hercreal family right now, considering the missing individuals of Talgan and Sharwin. And we are a band of private investigators who know each other very well, and we've decided that we would like to try and help you out in exchange for having our pockets lined for our troubles.
All right, Maximilian, you are lying, so I'm going to ask you to make a deception check.
Okay, so what dice do I roll for that?
D20 plus your deception skill.
So I rolled a 7, plus 1, so 8.
Oh dear God!
She may not be totally sold on your sales pitch, but there do appear to be a bunch of you, and you are, you know, relatively, you know, hearty-looking folk, except for Furion. I'm assuming. Furion.
Can I jump in with a bit of persuasion to try and sort of sell this slightly more?
Okay, and again, remember, there is a difference between persuasion and deception, right? So deception is lying, whereas persuasion is, I don't know, you're selling. So tell me what you're saying, and then roll persuasion.
We're here to help, you know, that's really, you know, don't listen to my friend here quite as much, but We are genuinely all here to help you.
You better roll well.
We're actually going to convince the quest giver that we're just useless and they're going to throw us out and nothing will ever happen.
Okay.
That's what I think.
So, D20.
Mm-hmm.
I roll a 15 plus 5.
Woo!
All right. So, that's a 20. That's really good. All right. So, she says, well, yes, we are very difficult situations right now. My niece and nephew, they're kind of young, aspiring adventurers, and, well, they've gone missing. They went out on their first quest. It's been about a month has passed and with no sign of them, and it seems like the right thing to do is to send somebody out.
To bring back their bodies?
Whoa. I mean, we hope that they are for their safe return. She glares at you, Vilo. But yes, we are offering 125 gold pieces for each for proof of their fate. They would each have a House Hercreal signet ring on them, which could be proof of their fate. And we would be we would offer twice that for their safe return.
Okay. Do you have any information about where they were heading? Do you know anything about why they are missing? Do you have anything you could share with us that could aid us in the beginning of our quest?
They were part of a group that was headed. I don't know much about it. The people here steer clear of it, but there is a place north of here called the Sunless Citadel, and they were some newcomer came into town about a few weeks back and assembled a group and headed out there for fortune and glory. And I'm afraid my niece and nephew were all swept up in it. You know, I tried to convince them, stay here, the safe, easy life, you know, buy grain low, sell grain high. It's really, you know, that is a challenge too. But they were having none of it.
Yes, the Sunless Citadel is a dungeon that is outside of town. It's actually relatively near where the goblins with the magic fruit come from. So I've read all about it.
She looks at you like you're insane.
So do the rest of us.
Guys, he's talking about the fruit again. He seems to love the fruit.
So she says, is that... So I just want to make sure you understand the terms. It's 125 for proof of them. I'm looking for their signet rings. And double for their safe return. So that would be...
I would like to persuade to get half in advance.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vilo, you have already offended
drunken
her.
Vilo.
And you are drunk. So I'm going to tell you, why don't you tell me what you're going to say, and then you're going to roll persuasion with disadvantage. when you roll something with disadvantage, the way it works is you roll a d20, twice, or you can roll two dice if you have them, and you take the lower.
I don't think that my actions should have consequences.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons.
The lesson... All right, that's probably... Jason, note that as a possible title. but yes, all of your actions have consequences in this great imaginary world we create
okay.
together. But especially your
16.
Drunken... you get to roll twice, and you're going to take the lowest.
Yes!
Oh my goodness.
So that's 16 plus my persuasion, yes, which is 2.
That what? Okay, well, you gotta tell me what that sounds like, because this is madness.
Hello. We're a very competent together professional crew who may need one or two supplies to really make a go of this expedition. I mean, undoubtedly, your niece and nephew were rich, fabulously well-dressed, amazingly well-educated individuals. And we just don't have that same pedigree to start us off with, but we do have experience. And all we need is just a little equipment so we can have some money in advance, please. Thanks.
Well... She thinks about it for a moment and has a brief side conversation with one of her her servants. He disappears into the house and returns a few moments later, with a pouch that he hands you that feels like it's got about 25 gold pieces in it.
High fives! Can we roll for high five?
No, that's automatic. And well, I don't know. Are any of you bad at that? So,
yes. All right, I say very
nice
quietly.
Work, Liz.
I say we split the gold as soon as we're at the gate and start.
I was just not doing that right here.
I say
just
very
rude.
Quietly.
Be cool, man.
I'm very eager to hear about the results of your quest, and I wish you safe travels, and hopefully that you'll be able to find the fates of my my niece and nephew, so that if you are not able to return them, that the Hercreal family will be able to rest knowing that they are not suffering.
Do not worry.
I am still worried.
We will return. Do not. Please, do not worry. We will return with some information for you. If not, the individuals questioned.
All right. The guards show you out of the house, and you're standing in the street outside the house where you can divvy up the money if you want.
Furion says, I know how to get to the Sunless Citadel. I've got that. I've got a map.
Great.
And it's...
You do? Sure you do.
I mean, yeah, I do.
That was for humor purposes. Okay, you have a map if you want a map, Furion.
Right. I've done my research. I know where the Sunless Citadel is.
Yeah, you are the biggest nerd that has been in D&D. I mean, as a character, not as a player.
Thank you.
So,
thank you, Aspire Higher, yes.
Yeah. So, Vilo, just to let you know, I think you were hoping to get half. That was ridiculous. That wasn't going to happen. But 25 gold pieces is a significant amount of money, even split several ways. Obviously, the reward that you would get for completing this quest is a huge amount of money for each of you. But just to give you a sense, like, you know, staying in the tavern and eating and sleeping there, even if you were not comped, like Nox and L already are, would be less than a gold piece a day. So, you know, so 25 gold pieces goes a long way, unless you need to buy fancy equipment.
I have a really profound sense of satisfaction right now.
Yeah, that was very bright, very bold, but it paid off.
I did not think that was going to go that way, but
drunken master.
Faith in the dice, faith in the intoxication, very persuasive when drunk.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to remain intoxicated?
Kind of, I meant no.
I don't know. I think so far it has proven that you should be. Great rolls.
At any point, if you want to not be intoxicated, you can roll a constitution check to shake it off.
Don't drink in dungeon, people.
But it's up to you when that is.
When does it wear off? Surely.
I have a little map. You know, let me do that. Whenever you find it amusing for it to wear off. How's that?
So Furion is very excited that he might actually get to go on an adventure and suggest that we all get a good night's sleep here at the tavern. And then we can start out tomorrow getting the equipment we want, and we can go to the sun. I will find our way to the Sunless Citadel. We can do it. And we can ask along the way to see if anybody has seen that adventuring band. We can do this. I love having a plan.
Furion, I love your excitement. And this is a great plan.
I love it too!
I would also like to wake up not intoxicated and not have to throw any dice for it, because I need to save my rolls for when it matches.
Yes. Oh, I think overnight, right?
Yeah. And also, I like that we're going shopping in the morning because we've got lots of money now.
Before we go shopping, I think we should talk to that dude at the inn, Garen. He has loads of stories and he's been around for a while. I think he might know the people, know what's happening in the Citadel.
I think Nox had promised to play some music in order to get this free accommodation. So right. if we're going to stay overnight,
we can go there. Olena can question. Nox can tear the house down, metaphorically, hopefully not physically. And then we can set out in the morning.
All right.
Don't burn the inn before we get in some info.
So just a setting out for adventures kind of minutiae here. You do now have some money. If you want to spend the money on things that are good, goods and services, that is probably best done in Oakhurst and not the... I'm just telling you, the Sunless Citadel is likely... Furion would tell you probably does not have a thriving economy.
No.
Okay.
Very few imports and exports, to your knowledge. Very few... Not as many shopping opportunities. So, you'll return to the Old Boar Inn. It's now, you know, it's clearly kind of... the farmers have clearly... they've been eating dinner for a little bit. So, Nox, you could go on at any time, whenever you want. And if there's any other business that you want to conclude before you all go to sleep and wake up right and early the next day.
Well, I guess I should do a performance.
You should.
Shall I roll for whether it's good or not?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. I got an 18 and plus 5.
Wow. So, Nox, tell us a little bit about your first set that you do for them.
I think it's mainly an instrumental guitar thing. Usually, Knox tries to sort of build it up, and then there's usually some kind of pyrotechnic at the end, depending on whether the roof is wood or not.
The roof is wood, because it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Then probably not the pyrotechnic part.
Okay. Knox just sticks his head out the window and fires some flame.
Yes.
No, he's
the
just
farmers
like,
and
could
Garen.
Everybody come outside for 5 minutes?
Yes.
I just do this because it's quite effective.
All right. Everyone is very impressed. You think that they'll probably be going home and telling their families about this, which could only help if you're around to perform on Solstice Day. Because this is like getting the word out early, right? So, yeah.
It's like a little warm-up gig.
Yeah. So, that's what Knox wanted to do. Olenna, did you want to do things?
I want to talk to my pal, Garen.
All right. Garen is over at the bar. You know, he's busily pouring lots of drinks for all the farmers who are having a grand time, thanks to Knox's performance.
Garen, I know I've been bugging you about stories and all of that for the whole past week, but I have a very big one, and I promise it, well, as much as I can, that it might be my last one.
Oh.
But, okay, two last questions. Sorry, two. So, what can you tell me about the Sunless Citadel?
Oh, Sunless Citadel. Well, it's north of here. It's just rumors mainly, but I'll share them with you. It's north
Please.
Of here. You can follow the old road. It's this rather wretched place called the Ashen Plain. It's all kind of horrible. You know, nothing grows up there. People don't plant. People don't take their livestock up there. They say, you know, in the olden days, long before perhaps even Oakhurst was Oakhurst, there was some kind of dragon cult up there, and everything went bad, and the citadel, like, sank into the ground, and there's, like, a big ravine there. So, yeah, we steer clear of it. The Herkriel family, you know about them, right?
I have made their acquaintance, yes.
Yeah, so they, two of them went missing up there about a month ago, with an adventuring group that came through town.
Interesting. Do you might have any clues as to what happened, or any guesses? Have
you Who knows? Anything? That place is... Bad news, that's what I think. I think the goblins that come into town every now and then, I think that's where they make their home. And, you know, when they come into town, they're on good behavior, but you show up at their house, you're looking for trouble. That's what I say.
Have you heard of anyone else going up north and coming back from there? How bad is it up there?
You know, people don't. Things are quiet here. That's what I like about Oakhurst. But you know, this was a while back. It's probably more than 10 years ago, back when I first opened this inn. There was I think he was some kind of magic user. There was a human. His name was Belloc. He stopped by. He had a pet frog. He was asking all kinds of questions about the Sunless Citadel.
Was it the frog that was asking the questions?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It was a while back.
Okay.
It didn't have the recipe quite right on the ale yet. But I think it was him. And he had a lot of questions about the Sunless Citadel. I think he was there, but I don't think he ever came back.
Oh, okay. So that's three
One-way
people.
Trip.
One-way yeah. trip. It seems to be the pattern.
Well, and the Herkriel family had a group with them. So, I mean, it was Talgan and Sharwin. There was a paladin. He was the leader of the group. I think Sir Bradford was his name. He kind of came into town with a ranger. I don't remember the ranger's name, and was looking for people to recruit. And he recruited Talgan and Sharwin, and they headed up north.
Do you know why they were going up there?
Fame and fortune.
Same as everyone else.
Well, yeah, can't recommend it. I mean, you know, I did okay back in my day, but
and,
I preferred the cities. You weren't going to see me in any Sunless Citadel.
No,
goblins,
easy, like,
I would just rob from the simple folk. I mean, simple folk like the nobility, not the commoners. I wouldn't do that. That would be uncouth. But, you know, people that had money, I would take their money. And that's how I opened this bar.
very well. I seem to be doing well. Okay, sorry for all of the questions. I think that's it for me, unless my crew here has any more.
You've
things
got
to
a
ask?
Crew now. Good on you. That
yeah,
is
finally.
You know
are
what?
You proud of me?
I am. You know, I was.
Oh, validation.
You know, I mean, look, I got to tell you, I've tried to do the solo gig, and it is hard. You got to have people who are going to have your back, and you know, I hope you can trust some of these people because you know, people you pay to watch your back, it's not the same as friends. So, you know,
I don't know about these guys. Just met them, but.
Well,
we're all
you know,
in this together.
Watch out for them. Maybe they'll watch out for you. But, you know, be careful. Just, you don't want to end up an old grizzled bartender all by himself. So.
You seem very happy, though.
Well, guys. Now I'm lonely, now that I think about it. Oh.
Hey, crew.
And you leave.
No. Hey, crew.
You're like, no time
questions?
For emotional moments.
No. Okay. No, I tried. Cool. Crew, so what do you think we should do? Or what's happening next? I should tell them what I learned,
right.
Or
yep,
because I'm not quite sure whether they were there.
And I would decide, you know, Garen just told you a million things. You should decide what you're going to relay to the group. So because they were not there for that conversation.
Okay, so guys, I asked my old mate, Garen, about the Sunless Citadel. I didn't get much useful info. Basically, everyone keeps going up. Well, everyone. It's just a crew and a guy 10 years ago who went up there, never came back. So we should all be thinking twice about whether going there or not.
Adventure!
By the sound of it. Yes,
yeah, you guys could just decide, let's not do this, and the podcast is over. So.
I care only for adventure. I will take the risks, and I'm sure we'll succeed, because if we band together... We can do anything, as we've proven already. Look what we did. We got money out of those people. We shouldn't have gotten any money from them.
We didn't do anything.
That was mainly Violet, just to be clear. Together.
And I'm quite keen to use my tools as well. So that's two of us already.
Tools being daggers.
Hey, and a rapier.
Yeah, I mean, I've got nothing to do until the solstice. So yeah, I'll take along.
Okay.
And Furion, you've probably read all the books in this town.
Yeah, I'm sure Furion knows more than Garen by this point. We'll roll a dice at some point.
Mm-hmm. Furion, I think, has established that he is book smart and not street smart, because he literally did not know what was across the street.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to accomplish in Oakhurst before you turn in for the night and set out in the morning?
Just a wild suggestion. Mm-hmm. One small one. I think we should burn the whole place to the ground.
I would make a slightly different suggestion. This could be a great team building exercise for the evening.
Yes, it could be. We
I
all
would like
split the fire.
For us to attempt to make a human pyramid.
That is
none of us are right. Human. Are we? Are
only
we
one of
farmers making a pyramid
one,
with that
adventurous
one
pyramid?
Human.
It is well known. I have a long family of adventurers. This is how a half orc like myself could be from such nobility. The Thundercliff clan came across much gold in their history, and my parents bestowed upon me the idea of the adventurous pyramid, where the evening before an adventure begins, we attempt to build a pyramid. And if we can succeed in that, we can succeed in anything.
And if we fail?
We can still succeed, but we have to work harder at it.
Okay.
Furion is sketching a pyramid on in his notebook now. He's very excited.
Dungeon Master, I would like to roll for pyramid.
All right. So I think you're going to have to tell me a little bit about that. I think probably, so Maximilian, I think that's probably just athletics.
Yep. That sounds fantastic. Let's roll for athletics.
So do we all roll?
So yeah. I would say probably if you're at the top of the pyramid, maybe it's acrobatics. At the bottom
yes,
of the pyramid.
Yes, I want to do that. I want to do a somersault and jump right on top.
So Maximilian, you may need to direct people a little bit.
Yep.
I think this is part of the team building activity. Is I don't know if everybody is ready to just spring into a pyramid from the get-go.
I'm going to suggest definitely that me and Nox are at the base of the pyramid. Does anybody else have any proficiency in athletics?
I have a negative one on athletics and no bonus on acrobatics.
Okay, so you're going to go on the second rung of the pyramid. I'm still looking for anybody who has at least a zero or more in athletics.
I have zero. I have a plus one in athletics. I can be down there.
Okay. So, for
so
the
two enormous
layer,
guys, and then Furion, who the, basically
the spindliest of nerd elves.
So we'll roll for the bottom layer. Should we start with the bottom layer, Tony?
I'm in the middle between them and am actually not helping
I'm
at all.
I'm doing nothing.
You're a low-bearing elf.
Okay. Mike, were you saying something?
Should we roll for the bottom layer
yes.
of the pyramid?
So right. Okay. let's see athletics checks for the bottom layer of the pyramid.
Okay.
All right. 12 plus I got a 15.
I've got 9.
13.
Okay. All right. You know, I don't think it's that hard to be the bottom layer of the pyramid. So, and you know what, James, you're huge. Why don't you do that with advantage? So why don't you roll again and take the higher?
Okay. 16.
All
plus
right.
5.
So the bottom layer of the pyramid is there at Maximilian's coaching. Maximilian, who's next?
So, Adina, what is your, what you have acrobatics, right? What is your acrobatics?
Oh, it's like plus 5, and I want to do a somersault and land on the top, but
the top is
not
available yet. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. So
the top is occupied by Fox. I'm sorry, I already built it in the map.
Oh, the Fox then jumped on top of
him. It would be a shame to not use my acrobatics because I don't have much.
Well, there needs to be a human top, and then Fox can be on the very top of that because otherwise,
none of us
run out of pyramid shaped numbers.
You have one human. So.
Oh no, we do have a human. That's right.
She's drunk.
Let's have. So what would be the next layer? Are we going through it still for athletics, or can we throw some acrobatics in there too, Tom?
You know, I think it's athletics, but I don't think... all right, full disclaimer, I've never done this in real life. I don't know how hard this is.
The middle layer is not too difficult.
The middle is not.
The first two layers are dead easy. The top one can be a little harder.
All right.
From 20-year-old experience, I might...
So, this is outside of my preparations in the fantasy world of Dungeons and Dragons.
You weren't expecting human pyramid?
I was not. Also, you keep saying human pyramid. It seems, you know.
Adventurous pyramid.
Thank you. Also, adventurous pyramid sounds kind of like it's some kind of scam.
It's a scheme. It's definitely a scheme. Once we're all in the pyramid, then the real sales pitch begins.
It's an inverted funnel.
Nox has got a +4 in acrobatics.
That is, you're already at the base.
I'm saying it would be funnier if I was at the top.
Nope, you're already there. You're done. So we have, let's have Liz and Tiff roll next, and we'll roll for whatever they have.
All right. I think you just need to beat a 10 to get up there.
I got 12.
That beats a 10, right?
Yeah.
I had 17.
Excellent. All right. Middle layer of the pyramid is there. Everyone, you know, I feel like you're doing a good job.
So now we have Alana's somersault attempt here for the top of the pyramid.
Give me an acrobatics.
And then you can throw Fox at me and I'll catch him.
Yes.
As part of it. I got the 9 plus 5.
Yes!
All right. You launch yourself and land on the top of the pyramid and suddenly are startled as a weasel climbs up your leg and perches on your head.
And it was at that point
that
we all knew we could do this.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the farmers standing around watching this. It's like,
why did my fox come apart on the map? There we go.
I don't know.
Weasel fox.
Have we done this?
Oh god, it's
beautiful.
All pieces now.
Now, now we are. So I will say, like, adventurers, we are now bonded together. We can do this. We can do anything. If we are able to build this adventurous pyramid, we now know we are, as everybody knows, the pyramid is the strongest shape, and we have done it. We have made an adventurous pyramid, and now we can set out in the morning, and we can claim what's the treasure that is ours, obviously finding the Hercreal family in the process.
So, Tony, we're level 2 now, right?
Nope.
How much XP did we get for the pyramid?
Yeah, surely we got some experience for that.
Yes, you get 1 experience point.
Here,
tell you what, I'll be generous. You get 10 experience points.
Yay!
Good work, everybody.
Anything else important you want to accomplish before going to sleep?
No, I want to sleep now. Please.
All right.
Maximilian, I admire your confidence in this whole endeavor.
Thank you, Nox. From a performer like yourself, that means a great deal.
All right. You awaken the next day in the town of Oakhurst, which is, you know, you feel like you've now seen everything there is to do in Oakhurst, ready to take on the world. There's stew for breakfast, because there's not a lot of variety.
It's a stew-based meal system in the end.
You know what? It's a simple town with simple people, Maximilian, and they like their life this way. and they don't take kindly to fancy half-orcs telling them how to live, no matter how attractive they are.
I'm kind of stupid, and all I see is wheat on this thing. Where's the bread?
Well, I mean, you turn wheat into bread, right? You don't grow bread in the fields, to be clear.
What's with that? Where's this stew coming from? I see no animals on this map. This is
arable land.
The weasel
this is, an important part of Dungeons and Dragons, Liz. Don't you dare critique my maps. I didn't make this map. Someone with much better art skills than I
There's have. Like a mine up here. Maybe we should go investigate it.
Yes, that sounds exactly like what this adventure is about. This is a world we create together. Do whatever you want.
I don't sense sincerity in your words there.
Have you ever sensed sincerity in my words?
Constantly.
The Dungeon Master always lies. So, what would you like to do?
Did we establish that there's no shopping that we can actually usefully do?
It sounds like there's nothing you can afford at this stage of things. Mm-hmm. So you've got some traveling money. Maybe if you find a goblin shop, you can spend it.
We can bribe a goblin or something.
You can bribe many goblins with 25 gold pieces.
We can bribe people. That's brilliant.
Yes, let's you could also just start by bribing each other. Really get that money moving.
I think it might be best if we actually attempt to set out on our adventure.
To the Sunless Citadel!
So, you are ready to leave the town of Oakhurst. How long are we into this adventure? Furion, you have studied various maps and descriptions of the local area, and though you have never been to the Citadel itself, you know that it's about a 7-mile hike north of Oakhurst. Furion, what do you know about the Sunless Citadel, / do you want to know more about the Sunless Citadel?
I would love to know more. I don't know a lot about it other than that it's present there and that the goblins are around that vicinity with their magic fruit, but that's about all I know.
Why don't you give me a history check with advantage because you spent like a week reading up on all things Oakhurst.
That's a 23.
Wow.
A brain box.
You know that the Sunless Citadel, which is kind of the local name for it, right? So this citadel was once the home of some kind of ancient cult that worshipped dragons. Specifically a dragon named Ashardalon, who laid waste to the areas around it, which is known as the Ashen Plain. So it was all burnt up, so nothing grows there, several hundred years ago. And that there was some kind of horrible calamity, and the citadel, like, sunk into the earth.
Hence the name.
Vila looks very upset that it's not a demon-worshipping cult.
Well, the cult is probably no longer, since this was quite some time ago.
Even so, if they could have left artifacts, but they're dragon artifacts.
Yes.
Do you have a problem with dragons?
Maybe we'll get some groupies there.
Yeah.
As well.
Everyone's going to love Nox. You might find some family there. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to head north?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Woo, finally. So
you head north. You know, it's not, thankfully, there's a road, so it's a pretty easy walk. I'm not going to make you roll anything. It's also relatively safe. Rolling hills, fields, occasionally, you know, small forests that you pass through. And after a few hours, you arrive. The road kind of skirts the edge of a ravine. And the ravine is, it's quite large. And it's got, there are these strange pillars kind of built up along the edge of the ravine that look quite ancient. Some of them have kind of fallen over or are leaning against each other. And there's actually kind of a similar set of pillars far on the other side of the ravine. And it's almost like these were built before the ravine was here.
But I don't know, did they look magical?
You can decide. You can find out. When I say decide, you can look at them and do an arcana check, and I will tell you based on your arcana check if they're magical.
I would
or
like
not.
To do an arcana check on whether they're magical.
And can I do investigation to see if I can understand what's going on here? Non-magical?
Yeah.
So hang on. Roll a 3.
That means no. You cannot do that.
So, Liz, they do not seem magical to you.
I do have a +5 though, so it's an 8.
Liz, they do not seem magical to you.
All right, I got a 21 in investigation.
So, what are you doing with investigation?
I want to look at the pillars and see if I can understand sort of like what I'm seeing here. What's their origin? Are they sure. the last remnants of this citadel that has sunken into the ravine? Is that what they date from?
Yep.
Any clues?
So Furion is poking around at the pillars. The pillars are quite ancient, Furion, and you do think that this is almost like probably like the perimeter of the citadel. And so that you can see the other side of the perimeter on the far side of the ravine, and between them is the citadel deep in the ravine. I'm also going to say, as you're poking around, yeah, you conclude these are quite ancient. Did you roll investigation?
I did.
What'd you get?
21.
21. With a 21, you're also going to notice a couple things. There's a variety of graffiti on the pillars. What languages do you speak?
Celestial, Common, Elvish, Infernal, and Primordial.
Not in a language you recognize.
All right.
That's an interesting choice. Your study abroad experiences were dramatic.
I just like learning languages, man.
Yeah. You also discover there's a variety of remnants of some small campfires around the pillars, though they seem to be pretty old. And as you're poking around, you discover near one of the campfires, there is a rope that has been affixed to the pillar and has a bunch of knots in it to aid climbing that just drops into the ravine.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to wave to my fellow adventurers. Oh, I love saying that. Oh, adventure. Learning is the greatest adventure of all, though. If anybody, I want to point out their writing and see if anybody else can understand what this writing is. That's the graffiti on the...
How about Nox? Do you have any dragon-based languages in there?
Naturally, Nox can speak Draconic. So,
or Tony, you could also tell us what it's written in and we could see if any of us know that language.
That's one way we could do it. That's not how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Nox, it is not in Common or Draconic.
What about Goblin or Orc?
You know what? It is in Goblin.
Okay. So can
does
I it, just...
Does
do
anyone else speak Goblin?
No.
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 Okay.
Don't worry, everybody. Maximilian is here.
Maximilian's
can,
got
can
us.
Read to you. Translate
Maximilian,
to you.
How good are you at reading?
He told me he could read.
So,
he read the newspaper. He read the want
what
ad.
What do you
Come
want
on,
from
man.
Me, Tony?
I think you can just read it.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you there's a variety. The graffiti is in Goblin, and they are basically, it's a variety of, some of them are just rude, but the ones that are more coherent are a variety of inscriptions that are basically kind of warnings and threats against trespassers and claims that this is Goblin territory. Keep out.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Out of game. Now, Max really wants to go on this adventure.
Yeah.
Would he want to necessarily? Could he necessarily not share this with his?
Absolutely, that's what you know. It's up to you to decide what Maximilian is going to convey.
Okay.
You could, for example, because we're all learning this. Maximilian might not say anything. He might tell you what it is. He might stretch the truth about what it says, or he might just outright lie about what it is.
Okay.
So, and you, as the other characters and players, would you know? You get to decide what the implications of that is in terms of how you feel about Maximilian later in life. Assuming you all live
I will
enough.
Say to me. So everyone, I would say it's not too much to worry about. It's not necessarily inviting to us, but I think we'll be fine. It doesn't give me any cause for massive concern. We can take it on.
Everybody.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Let's go then.
These
Have
are those,
work for me.
These are those apple goblins, probably, Furion says.
Yeah, it's probably the
Jason,
apple goblins.
The preferred term is podcaster.
Apple goblin jeans.
It's the apple
Oops
goblin gang.
The fur.
But there's this rope over here. And, you know, I think ropes can be very useful in adventuring because we can go over the side and down into the
That's
the
not
ravine.
How ropes. That's how ropes work. Yeah. So
did he just explain how ropes work to the group?
Yes. There's
Is
a
that
lot,
what you
let
just
me tell
did?
You, I also know, like, the history. I interviewed a rope maker, and it's fascinating how they make the ropes, Furion says, and everybody immediately tunes him out, I think.
And then goes down the rope.
Yeah,
everybody
that's right,
immediately
escape.
Starts climbing down the rope.
All right. So, I am going to ask you, this is the part in adventures where sometimes the movement, where the order of you is important. Let me go to a different map.
Make the tank go first.
I think the heavier ones should go last.
Tank goes first alone into the darkness or whatever, because they can take the damage, whilst the rest of us just check, and they can check to see whether they're safe or not. That's how it works, right?
If it's dark down there, can't, like, people with, like, fire ability light it up?
No, the cat. No, no, no.
They're called torches.
We're delicate.
So,
well, I also have a proficiency for seeing in the dark.
Also, you might check. Maybe able to see in the dark.
I can see in the dark. So a bunch of us do, but we can all see. By and large, we'll see in the dark. So we get,
except for those of you who can't.
Well, I have light, so I can always cast light and as a cantrip onto an object, and we can see that way.
Oh, wonderful! I could also send it out far.
Basically, we're pretty well set for going into a dark area, is what we discovered. As a team.
So, and you know, it's still middle of the day, so it's not, and you know, but the ravine itself is, you know, shady. From the ravine-y nature of it, but it's not pitch black or anything yet. So the rope is about a 50-foot climb down, and there's almost like a natural kind of tower rock formation that the rope ends at, which then it looks like you could probably climb further down on the rocks from that. You climb down the 50-foot rope and end on this basically kind of sandy ledge that overlooks a subterranean gulf of darkness. Below you. The ledge is wide and kind of rough. You could say it's rough hewn. and there's some rocky debris, and there's signs of a cut stairwell heading down. There's also kind of, it looks like the remnants of a like a campfire here.
So is there anything in the campfire stuff that will burn?
Do you want to investigate it?
Yeah.
Roll an investigation check, Nox.
Okay, I'll just check my...
I'll do that too, because Furion loves investigating things.
All right.
I'm not very good at it, but Max thinks he's smarter, so I'm going to do it anyway.
I only got a 9.
Investigation, I have...
I got a 16.
11.
All right, we'll go through people one at a time. So, Nox, you're investigating the fire pit?
Yeah.
All right, you got an 11. So it's very old. It does not seem like any fire has probably been lit here in years. There's just a bunch of ash left over from various things that have been burned. Furion, what did you roll?
A 9.
And what were you looking at?
I don't know, the fire pit too, probably, so, you know.
All right, I think you learn about as much as Nox just learned.
I got a 16.
All right, Maximilian, what were you investigating?
I'm just taking a look at the general area around us.
All right, you're poking around, making sure that everything is safe, and everything is not safe.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, yeah. Surely this would not have happened if Mike hadn't done this. from behind a pile of rubble over here, several very large rats of unusual size, jump out.
Remember, everyone, pyramid formation.
Is that applicable in all situations?
Didn't believe they existed.
I will say, on the Adventurer's Pyramid.
Oh my god, there's rats! They've eaten the weasel!
No, they haven't, no!
They have not. They have threatened the weasel.
The Adventurer's Pyramid does a few things. One of the things the Adventurer's Pyramid taught us is who is the strongest amongst us. Strongest at the front, weakest at the back, pyramid formation.
Alright, the giant rats close in on our novice adventurers who have literally just barely started the campaign. Will they be killed by rats? That would be really sad. Will they be killed by
bats?
A weasel?
By bats. Will they be killed by rats? Will they be endangered by Vilo's drinking problem? Will Maximilian continue to lie to them about the goblin threat? Find out next time on Total Party Kill.